Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Here are seven questions. We talked about them yesterday on the call, but seven questions to be asked about your involvement in the marketplace, the workplace, if you will. First, have you ever felt like you were a slave in the workplace, overworked and underpaid?
Second, has your attitude affected your performance?
Third, do you dislike your boss or supervisor?
Fourth, do you dread going to work each morning, and are you watching the clock tick away as it gets close to quitting time?
Fifth, do you speak to your friends, co-workers with disdain about your employer or supervisor?
Sixth, do you cut corners or stretch out breaks beyond their allotted time?
And seventh, is the only reason you're at your current job because it's the only one you could find? As we said yesterday on the call, if you said yes to any of those seven questions, we recommend that you read, reread, and reread again Colossians 3, verses 22 through 24 in the Living Bible. Read it until it becomes rhema to you.
The passage says this: you slaves must always obey your earthly masters, not only trying to please them when they are watching you, but all the time. Obey them willingly because of your love for the Lord and because you want to please him. Work hard and cheerfully at all you do, just as though you were working for the Lord and not merely for your masters, remembering that it is the Lord Christ who is going to pay you, giving you your full portion of all he owns. He is the one you are really working for.
Well, we're going to take this passage of scripture. And as we started yesterday, there are seven keys for each of us to experience success in the marketplace. We're going to look at those keys from these three verses. But first, we're going to do a brief review from yesterday's call. Number one, and these titles are exactly from that scripture. Number one, you slaves must always obey your earthly masters. You may feel like you're a slave to your current employer, but you're not. You're getting paid for your work, and you probably have some benefits. Maybe not, you know, maybe not all you'd like, but at least you got some. But you also have the freedom to resign from your current job and seek another one that's more fulfilling, if you so desire. God's desire is to thoroughly equip each of us for everything we will encounter while here on planet Earth.
Number two, not only trying to please them when they are watching you, but all the time. How many employees go to work every day, probably some in your workforce, and do the absolute minimum, just enough to help keep them from getting fired? Yet they wonder why they're never receiving promotions or raises, and they attribute their lack of advancement to the prejudice of their supervisor or their boss. It's always going to be somebody else's fault, not their own. Yet the reality is their failure is to be promoted is simply because they didn't do what they should have been doing when the boss wasn't looking.
Number three, obey them willingly because of your love for the Lord, if for no other reason, and because you want to please God in what you do. If we were to ask you who you work for, you'd probably name the company, organization, or agency that writes your check. But who writes your check is not really who you're working for. Ephesians 6:7, New Living Translation. Work with enthusiasm as though you were working for the Lord rather than people. When we realize we're working for the Lord and commit to do our best for him, he will bless the work of our hands. Psalm 37:5, New Living Translation. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he'll help you.
Number four, work hard and cheerfully at all you do, just as though you were working for the Lord and not merely for your master. We need to be a purpose in our hearts to be happy on the job and to work hard. Colossians 3:23 in the Classic Amplified says, whatever may be your task, work at it heartily from the soul, as something done for the Lord and not for men. And looking at it that way helps you. So the point of it is if you see in whatever, the scripture keeps using whatever, the point is whatever we do on the job or in life, we need to understand that we're doing it for the Lord and not for men. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday.
Sounds good.
Number five.
Remembering that it is the Lord Christ who's going to pay you.
Hallelujah.
You're going to get more than a paycheck from your employer. You're going to get paid from the Lord based on your performance. I'm sure that you probably were taught the golden rule by your parents in school, or if you're old enough to remember those days, or maybe even a church. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Interestingly enough, that phrase is exact text in the New Living Translation of Luke 6:31. Luke 6:31, do unto others as you would like them to do to you. One of the first things I remember being taught in grammar school was the golden rule. Matthew 7:12, the classic Amplified. So then whatever you desire that others would do to and for you, even so do also to and for them. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Our obedience to the golden rule also releases powerful scriptural principles in our life. Like one of our favorite scriptures, Ephesians 6:8.
Amen.
Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. When you do good for others, regardless of their response, it's important you catch that. Say it again. When you do good for others, regardless of their response, you have unleashed one of the most powerful verses in the scripture. Whatever you do for anyone else, God is going to do it for you.
Now, if you're really ready to go, praise the Lord and hallelujah. This is number six. And it says it in scripture, giving you your full portion of all he owns. Now, that is what I call a Christian Christmas bonus, if I've ever had one. In Ecclesiastes 5:18-19, it also says, behold, and this is kind of confirming it, honey. Behold, that which I have seen, it is good and comely for one to eat and to drink and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he hath taken under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him, for it is his portion. Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth, and hath given him power to eat thereof, and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of God. Now there it is in your Bible in black and white. God's word says that he has a portion of this world's goods for each one of us. If we believe the word of God, and we do, I know you do, he is literally saying that there's enough out there for you and I and everybody else to be rich. Unfortunately, not enough Christians take God at his word. It's time to start believing what God says in the word for each one of us. We have a portion in this life. And here's how Ecclesiastes 5 verse 19 says it in the New Living Translation. And it is a good thing to receive wealth from God and the good health to enjoy it. To enjoy your work and accept your lot in life, this is indeed a gift from God. God wants each of us, to enjoy our work. He wants us to receive wealth from him. These are gifts that he has provided for us. Can anybody say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
All right.
Amen.
And amen.
Number seven, he is the one you're really working for. We mentioned this earlier, but we want to go a little deeper with it. The key to increasing your income on your current job, or being promoted to another position. It's the key. If you always remember who you're really working for, you'll never have to worry about the quality of your job performance ever again. As our understanding of who we're working for becomes rhema in our lives, then we'll never have to compare our work performance to that of co-workers.
Yeah, which is a big mistake.
Absolutely. Scripture says so.
Yeah, in Galatians 6:4 in the Message Bible, Galatians 6:4, make a careful exploration of who you are and the work you have been given, and then sink yourself into that. Don't be impressed with yourself. Don't compare yourself with others. Each of you must take responsibility for doing the creative best you can with your own life.
Hallelujah. When you do your best, God will always be with you.
Amen.
Colossians 4:17, in the Message Bible. And oh yes, tell Archibus, do your best in the job you receive from the Master. Do your very best. The scripture tells us that we honor God when we give him our best. Proverbs 3:9, Message Bible. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. When we give God our best, he gives us his best. Now, that's a great deal if I ever heard of one.
Amen to that.
And one final thought. When it comes to improving our marketplace performance, here are several questions to really consider. If you're employed, ask yourself these questions and then answer yes. Answer them honestly, though. If you were the boss, would I hire you? No, if I were the boss, would I hire you?
If I were the boss, would I hire me? Meaning, if you're your own boss, would you hire yourself? Next one is, if I were the boss, would I promote me based on my job performance and my attitude?
If I were the boss, would I give me a raise? No, more importantly, you need to ask your big boss.
Amen.
Whether or not he would hire, promote, or give you a raise. Let's look at Colossians 3:23 one more time, this time in the New Living Translation. Work willingly whatever you do, as though you're working for the Lord rather than for people. Sadly, the reason a large number of believers are never promoted or achieve their dreams simply because they're not faithful where they are at the moment. Never let a grumpy boss, a sarcastic supervisor, a lack of pay or recognition keep you from doing your best job, the best job that you can do with whatever you're assigned at the moment. It's important, essential, absolutely necessary that we give our best efforts where we are, regardless of what others say or do.
And one of the most important things about all of this is that when we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, don't worry, we are learning things and making accomplishments even in our own attitudes. We are progressing on something that God wants to take us into. And believe me, when we get to the point where we have gotten to the point where God says, hey, this person doesn't need this job anymore because they have progressed past what I wanted them here for, he will be the one who promotes you higher. So don't keep yourself back in any way. Work heartily at it and let him be the one who promotes.
Amen. And that's how you find success in the marketplace.
That's right. You need to get your job book too. How to turn your job into a high-paying position. If you want that, go on haroldherring.com.
Or send me an email.
Yeah.
To harold@haroldherring.com.
We'll get you a copy.
We'll get you a copy free.
Book. That's right. Free. Send it free. Of course, we'll take donations too.
Yeah, we do receive.
All right.
One quick reminder, Labor Day.
Yes, coming up.
Victory Day of Prayer. Monday, September 2nd, we'll be praying. Go to haroldherring.com. Click the button that says, go to haroldherring.com/Labor Day.
Yes.
And fill that form out so we can pray specifically for you. We don't just do cover it all. We pray specifically for you.
Amen.
And the things that you've listed for you to have a breakthrough. Do that.
And expect a breakthrough.
Amen.
That's right.
Till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you.
We sure do.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.